Now we'll look after the chapter 4, the importance of purchase orders. What are the objectives? The objectives, the importance and advantage of a purchase requisition, the meaning of the common terms used in a purchase order, the types and benefits of the purchase order. What is the purchase requisition? A purchase requisition is a requisition which flows before the purchase order. It carries the important items which is required, the quality of items, the specification of the items. These all has to be requisitioned from the user department, which we get converted into a purchase order. There are certain common terms which is being used. For example, somebody may say it's a PO. A PO means a purchase order. A DC is a delivery challan. So these are the common terms which is being used in the purchase orders. The purchase order is an external document. We need to understand that a purchase order is an external document because a purchase order is issued by the company and is given to a vendor. The purchase order becomes the basis for a contract between the purchaser and the supplier. A purchase order will have all the items which is required. It will have the name of the item. It will have the unit of measurement. It will have the specifications. It will have the quantity. It will have the terms and conditions in how it has to be supplied, what time it has to be supplied. The purchase requisition is an internal document which flows between the user department and the purchaser or the stores. The stores will give a requisition to the purchaser. Okay, this is what the items are which is required. So it is an internal document which is between the purchaser and the store and the user department. The purchase requisition helps in controlling cost. How does it help us in controlling cost? Because we, based on the requisition, we come to know what is the value of item we are going to purchase. So based on the value of the item, a menu item is being, it's been analyzed, being a menu analysis is being done. So we say that I require approximately 2 kg of chicken. So what is the cost of a 2 kg of chicken and how many portions we are going to get out of this? That is what, based on which they are going to do a menu engineering. So the purchase requisition, as you said, it is an internal document which is between the user department and the stores, and from the stores it goes to the purchaser who makes a PO or a purchase order for that. It starts the purchasing process. It consists of all the required information, includes all the specifications it uses. As we said, the purchase requisition will have the name of the item, it will have the quantity, it will have the quality, it will have the specifications. So specifications can be, depends on the product, whether it is a frozen product, whether it is a fresh product, whether we require in a bag of 25 kgs, whether we require in a 1 kg bag, whether we require in the 500 ml, whatever is the requisition or specification which is being laid into that. What is the advantage of purchase requisition? It is the transparency between a purchase, between a user department and the stores and purchase. It shows clearly what is item which is required. It reduces the purchase mistakes. Let's understand if you release a purchase order directly to the vendor, and if there is any mistake, that mistake cannot be taken back because the vendor will supply the product as per that. He say that you have given me a purchase order and I have supplied the product according to that. So it's very important that the to eliminate this kind of purchase mistakes, we do a purchase requisition. A purchase requisition format will show you very clearly what is the item which is required, and then it's converted to a purchase order. It also helps you use the purchase procedure, so we know that what is the item which was ordered, when it was ordered, what is the timelines which it has to be delivered. All this communication which goes internally, a chef from the kitchen, a stores person, they sit together, they understand what is the purchase requisition, what is the purchase requisition based on the number of inventory which they require, how many days inventory they require, when they require. So it's very important that a purchase requisition is being theoretically understood by the user department, by the stores, and then it's converted into a purchase order. Every organization will have a tender document. It is an invitation which is given to the supplier, vendors, which entitles them to bid for the supply of goods and services that are required by the organization. So there are different types of tenders which we do. There is an open tender, selective tender, serial tenders, and negotiated tender. So when we want to do an order for a particular item for a year, so what we do is we send a requisition to all the purchase, to the all the suppliers, saying that we have to do an open tender for you. So these are the list of items what you want. This is the annual quantity what we require. These are my specifications. These are my delivery terms and conditions, based on which please put a requisition. So when there is an open tender, they put in all these items and they give it to in the email format. If it's a selective tender, then there could be a box where they have sealed envelopes and they put the tender account to that. negotiate tender. Once everything is done, we call the vendor, we negotiate, we do a comparative, we ensure, understand who the vendor is, from where he is supplying the materials, what is his infrastructure, based on which the items are being ordered. The key point to be noted in this is, all the vendors may come to you, but if you don't know a proper comparative of the different kind of vendors, because vendor may quote, so you have to do a market survey before the tender is being released to ensure that the price which is quoted by the vendor is realistic, it is actually available in the market, and the vendor is not just being given the product just to get the order for the contract so that, you know, he can supply. But because of him, the other good vendors may also go away. Do a proper understanding of the vendor, his infrastructure, where he's supplying, how many days he's supplying, what are the payment terms and conditions. The purchase order is a document with the most important part of an effective procedure management process. It contains all the important details that enable the supplier to deliver the exact requirements of the buyer. It is a concrete document, a record of which the purchaser and the vendor have agreed upon. The purchase order becomes the basis of a contract between the purchaser and the vendor. If there is a purchase order which is being released, the purchase order is being released based on the selected tender. So once the tender is being allotted to a particular vendor, we need to ensure and understand that the purchase order is very clearly saying what all the terms and conditions, what is going to be the payment terms for the products, when the products are required, what is the specification of the product we require, what are the delivery timelines of the product. If these communications are not clear between the supplier and the purchase person or the stores person, it may quite happen that the vendor may supply a product not as per delivery terms and conditions, maybe not as per specifications. Eventually, the product may be delivered and you may reject the product because it's not as per terms and conditions. So in order to ensure and understand that whatever purchase order has been released is as per your requisition. Specifications plays a very important role. What is required, when is required, what quality is required, what are the terms and conditions of the products. All this needs to be factored into the purchase order to have a smooth relationship between the vendor and the purchase or purchase person, so that materials are delivered on time, whether it is in the vehicle. For example, if there is a frozen item, so you have to very categorically say that all the items which are delivered, it has to be delivered in the proper temperature of minus 18 degrees. Because eventually if the vendor delivers a frozen product in defrost condition, you may reject the product. But then the vendor will say that you have not mentioned in the contract. Or if there is specification for the fish or for the prawns, frozen prawns. A frozen prawns, let's understand, they say that there is a packet which has around 70 to 80 pieces in a package in a kg. A vendor may deliver a prawns which is of around 100 to 110 count or 100 pieces in a packet of 1 kg. Since you ordered the prawns but you did not mention the specification, the vendor may say that I have delivered the prawns to you, but you have to say that I have mentioned properly in my specification that it has to be 70 to 80 counts. So first, you have to recognize the need of the product. To recognize the need, you have to talk with the respective user department. Whether it is for linen, then you have to ask him what is the linen required, what is the sizes, whether it is polyester, whether it is cotton, what is the sizes. So once you understand, okay, what is the specifications, okay, of the product, so you have prepared a specification for the product, then you have to select a supplier. So the selection of supplier will depend on sampling process. Let's understand, as I said, we require to buy some linen or napkin, so we have to ask a vendor to give you a sample. So once the sample is come, you have to call sample from at least 3 or 4 vendors. All the samples are being laid down and tested. So if there is a napkin which you are buying for a company, after the products are being given by the vendor, you have to ensure that it's as per the specifications. You can also do a sample test for that by doing a laundry test or washing test to ensure that after the washing, the product is the same what it was before. So you have selected a supplier who is giving the product as per the quality and as per the specifications. The product is of a good nature. Then you have to order the goods and services. But prior to that, you have to ensure that this rate what you have discussed with the vendor is as per a requirement. Check a competitive ratio between the 2 or 3 vendors, and the order is to be given to the vendor. Once the order has been given to the vendor, you have to mention in the purchase order the lead time, the specifications of the product, and when do you want the material. Once the materials are being delivered as per the purchase order, you have to receive the materials, you have to inform the user department that you have received the materials. After the materials are received, you have to store it properly so that the material does not get spoiled. It is easily recognizable and it is lying in front of the as per the user department requisition. What are different kinds of purchase orders? A purchase order is a vital part of the inventory ordering process. Purchase order is a process where the material starts coming in the stores. So you have to be very, very cautious when the purchase order is being released. As we said, in the purchase order, all the required details has to be available. right from the quality of the product, the quantity of the product, the specifications of the product, the timelines of the product deliveries. These all factors will play a very important role, because once a purchase order is being released, the vendor will say that I have supplied the materials to you as per the purchase order. There could be a standard purchase order, there could be a planned purchase order, a blanket purchase order, and a contractual purchase order. A standard purchase order could be for the items as per the requisition. A planned purchase order is based on maybe for an annual contract, or could be for a quarterly contract. A blanket purchase order could be, I give an order for around 10,000 kgs of sugar, but my requisition that you supply to me every month 1,000 kgs. So this could be an example of a blanket purchase order. Contractual purchase order is say that I have given an order for around 1,000 kgs, but I may keep on ordering as and when required. So these are different kind of purchase orders which we need to ensure and understand is being supplied. But the most important thing is to understand that whatever items are being requested by the user department is being delivered in time in terms of quality and specifications. What are the different important elements of a purchase order? A purchase order is very important to carry all the required information. The most important objective is to ensure and understand the name of the organization who has released a purchase order. Second would be the purchase order number or PO number. If PO number is missing, we are not able to collect when the purchase order was released, what was the number of purchase order. So it's important that how many purchase orders are being released. So each purchase order has to be numbered. Purchase order date. Purchase order date shows that today I have released a purchase order. So whenever you want the materials, accordingly a date is being mentioned on the delivery timelines. Delivery address and instructions. If the delivery address is not mentioned properly, the vendor may deliver the material, but he may deliver at a different address. So it's very important that you mention the delivery address and instructions. Instructions could be how the material is going to be supplied. Is it going to supply in a bag? Is it going to supply in a box? Is it going to supply in a crate? So it's very important that you mention the delivery address and instructions. Who is going to offload the material from the truck? Many times it's happened that the vendor has supplied the material to the right address, but because you have not mentioned key, the loading or the unloading has to be done by the company person or by the vendor, the material gets stuck over there. Description and quantity of goods and services. So what is the purchase order going to be? A purchase order will have the description of the item. What is the item? What is the quantity of item you have ordered? What are the different specifications of the product you have ordered? And the quality of the product and how it has to be delivered and what are the timelines. This, all these factors need to be properly captured and understood in a purchase order. Agreed prices. So what is the price? You have to mention the price as per the competitive price in the market. So you have negotiated the vendor what price he is going to deliver, so that when the product items are delivered and the invoice, which will be as per the purchase order, both should be in the same line. Otherwise, it is quite possible that the purchase order is saying that 10 rupees, but when the items are being supplied or being delivered, the vendor has quoted as 15 rupees. So then you can tell the vendor that I have released a purchase order for 10 rupees. So please give me a revised invoice for 15 rupees. Payment information is also very important, so that vendor knows, yes, we have supplied your items on this particular terms and conditions of the payment. The payment could be, it's on deliveries. The payment could be after 30 days. Payment could be after 45 days. But the purchase order will carry all this relevant information, so that there is a transparency between the order given and the material being supplied by the vendor. The benefits of purchase order is avoids duplicate orders. You can tell vendor that I have ordered you only as per the purchase order. This is my purchase order number, this is my purchase order date. So this, if there is a duplicate order, possible that the product is being ordered and delivered today, maybe for 1,000 kgs. Tomorrow again, you'll see one more order coming in. The vendor will say, yes, you have ordered me two times. But when you have a right purchase order, you can say that, sir, it's a duplicate order because I have mentioned properly my purchase order number and the date of purchase order. It also ensures that the checks on delivery of goods. If the products are supplied not as per specifications, you can say the purchase order has got all the specifications mentioned in the invoice. Facilitates rejection of materials. The materials are being supplied, but you can reject the material, but if the item is not as per specifications, the quantity is not as per what your purchase order is being stated. Tracks all incoming orders. Whatever orders you have placed with the vendor, it helps you to track accordingly because you have a purchase order number. You have a delivery timelines on that. You have the specifications on that. You have a quantity on that. So even from the auditing point of view, when a purchase order is being audited along with the invoices, you can say because it has all the possible information. So this is very important that purchase order is being released to a vendor. which will avoid all these aspects of duplicate orders, of rejection of materials, supplying of material as per your quantity, as per your specifications of the products. It helps in tracking the expenses. So you have already given information ki what is the item required, how much quantity or value of item is required. So when you know the value of the items, so you can clearly tell the vendor that, you know, this is what my expense is going to be and I've ordered according to as per my budget. It's a clear information for the auditing purpose also, because auditor has to do an auditing of the invoices. You can check what item was ordered as per purchase order. Is the material supplied as per the purchase order? Is there an invoice as per the purchase order? It's because purchase order will carry information about your product quantities, specifications, delivery timelines. So auditor can easily check with the invoice and the product. Accuracy in invoicing, so that whenever the payment terms has to be done with the vendor, they can easily check what was ordered, when it was ordered, and if the items are being ordered and delivered as per this. Let's understand, if you have given a purchase order for 10,000 of rupees, but if their invoice is given for 11,000 rupees, there will be a mismatch. But now since you have a purchase order is very clearly saying what are the quantity and the rate of the product, you can easily match with the invoicing. It serves a legal contract. There could be possibility that there is a difference of opinion between what was supplied and what is the purchase order. So it becomes a legal document to tell the vendor that I have given you right purchase order, which has a clear purchase order number and the date of delivery and the timelines. It helps in smooth operation of all the departments. Since purchase order is being released, a purchase order is usually signed by the respective head of the departments. So when it's signed by the head of department, so then they know that what they have ordered, how much quantity they have ordered, and when they want your delivery timelines. Quite possible that materials are being supplied by the vendor, but the department head may say that I have not ordered the material. But then you can tell him that the purchase order is carrying a signature saying that this quantity is being supplied. So a purchase requisition is an indent which flows from the head, from the different department, from the stores to the purchase. Purchase requisition is being converted into a purchase order. After conversion of purchase order is being given to the vendor. A vendor has to supply the material as per the purchase order, which clearly says the item which is required, the quantity which is required, the specification which is required, the delivery terms and conditions which is required. So any point of time when vendor has any questions, he can come back to you. And it's a transparency between the vendor and the purchase person, and the items are being delivered on time. Thank you.